Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Rabbi Yaakov ben Sarah Esther. Shabbos Zim Pagam Bakar, Panarez of Basmer and Rivka. The Lady Kali Alibari Vishalim, Baramachi Barbisha Segida, Bukhasam, Vishalim Tobos. And for Rabbi Aaron Yisrael, Rabbi Moshe Mordechai, Brachabat Slach, Bachamat Sayyadav, Yosef Ezra ben Esther, and Abbi Yitzhak ben Esther, Brachabat Slach, Bachal. We're basing this shir on the Sefer Shari Chaim, Radon Rabbi Chaim Shmuel Evzatzal, and Kedushin Simon Lamed Beis. The Gemara in Kedushin Lefid Beis Amid Aleph teaches that there was a certain person who was Makadish, a woman, Bezavda de Ordi, with bunches of cotton. And Rav Shimi Barashi was sitting before Rav, and he was examining this Zavda de Ordi to see if it has a Shavapruta or if it doesn't have a Shavapruta. Frek the Gemara. And if it doesn't have a Shavapruta, she's not married. What about Shmuel, who says that Rechoshesh, maybe what you're giving is Shavapruta b'madai, maybe in a different place it's worth a Pruta. So even if it's not worth a Pruta here, maybe it's worth a Pruta there. So why is there a Mashmos in the Gemara that she's not Mekudeshes? If it's not worth a Shavapruta, maybe it's worth a Shavapruta in Madai. And for the Gemara, lo kashya. Habi kedushay v'adai, habi kedushay safik. He was examining it to see if it has a Shavapruta, to see if she's Mekudeshes Kedushay Vada. However, inside the Din of Shmuel, she's Mekudeshes Kedushay Safek. And that's the difference. So we see from this Gemara that if it had a Shavapruta, she's Mekudeshes Vada, and if it doesn't have a Shavapruta, she's Vada Eina Mekudeshes, except Lule the Din of Shmuel. And if not for the Din of Shmuel, she'd be Vada Eina Mekudeshes. But because of the Din of Shmuel, she's Safik Mekudeshes. But without the Din of Shmuel, she'd be Vadai Eina Mekudeshes if it doesn't have a Shavapruta. Look in the Shmaitz and Shmaitz Gemel Perek Yitzayin, who proves that from the Gemara that he brings there, that even in an instance where Choshesh, that the rate changed, if we find that it doesn't have a Shavapruta now, even though maybe the rate changed and earlier when he gave it to her it did have a Shavapruta, but as long as it doesn't have a Shavapruta now, she's Eina Mekudeshes Bevadai, if not for the din of Shmuel. And so writes the Tur of that Choshesh and Shavapruta Bemadai. And so writes the Tur in Eben Ezra and Simon Lamed Aleph, the name of the Ramah, that if he was Makadesh with something that we don't know if it was worth a Shavapruta B'Shas Kedushin, we go Basar Hashta. We follow what it costs, what it's worth now. And if it's worth now a Shavapruta, she's Mekudeshes Bevadai. And the Beis Yosef, and the Bedek Abayis, and the Chalakas Mechokek, and the Beis Shmuel, and the Shulchan Aruch, write that according to this Shita, the same would apply if it doesn't have a Shavapruta, she's Vadai. Eina Mekudeshes, just Medina de Shmuel, because the Din of Shmuel were Choshesh for Kedushay Safik. So the Shev Shmaitza proved from here that we follow Chazaka de Hashta, that we now decide based on what it's worth now whether or not we assume whatever is worth now is worth earlier. Whatever we find now is going to impact what the din would be when he was Mekadish or earlier, and we say that just like now it isn't worth a Shavapruta, so to earlier it wasn't worth a Shavapruta, and so in the opposite case. So the Mshaita asks on this Yisod, from this Yisod on the sheet of Tosfos. Tosfos holds that we don't follow a Chazaka Dahashta. Now we have, sweetest friends, that we're supposed to follow the Chazaka Dahashta. Chazaka Dahashta, what it's worth now, we follow the present Metzius and assume that was the Metzius earlier as well. That's the Chazaka Dahashta. So Tosfos doesn't hold of a Chazaka Dahashta. He proves, i.e. the Shmaitza proves from Tosfos and Kedushin on page 79a on Ayin Tes Amud Aleph, is a Machlokas Rav and Shmuel, if a girl's father was Mekadesh her Baderech when he was on the way, and she was Mekadesh herself Ba'ir, and she is a Bogeris. Rav said, hey, when she was Mekadesh herself, she is a Bogeris. She is an older girl. She's already 12 and a half. The father has no rights to be Mekadesh her. Shmuel says, no. Rosh Chodesh for both Kedushins, for her Kedushin and for her father's Kedushin. And the Gemara establishes the case to be one where on the day that the 6 month period of 12 years and 6 months was completed, in other words, on the day she became a Bogeris, Rav said, hey, she's a Bogeris lefaneinu, now in the afternoon she's a Bogeris, midahashta Bogeris, from the fact that now she is a Bogeris, b'tzafra nami Bogeris, so that means that in the morning she was also a Bogeris. So therefore we're not choshish for her father's Kedushin, only for her Kedushin, because we assume that when her father was Makadisher, she was already an older girl, she was already 12 and a half, and her father can't be Makadisher anymore. And Shmuel says no. Hashtahu da'aisi simani. Now is when she brought her simanim in the afternoon, maybe in the morning, she was still a Naira, and her father could be Makadisher, so we're choshish for Kedushin Shnayim. Tosis writes, and Amid Beis, Dibar Maschil Mi, in the name of Uri, that the reason of Rav is because they normally, the simanim of a girl that she's a Bulgaris, normally come in the morning, and so writes Sosinida, Beis Amid Beis, Dibar Maschil, Hashta. That Dafka Besiris, Rav says, that we assume she's a Bulgaris because Regilos Lavo meets Safra, they normally come in the morning. But in other places, we say that it changed later, it changed now, and explains the Shev Shmaitza that this is talking even in a case where there is no chazaka d'me'ikara. Even if there's no chazaka d'me'ikara, we still don't follow now. We only assume what changed, what we find now just changed now and not earlier. Kumtois, that the sheet of Tosfos is that Rav doesn't hold of chazaka d'hashta. And that Rav says that now she's a Bogeris, so she must have been in the morning, is only because Regilos Lava Boboker, but that's not because he holds of Chazaka Dahashta. This is just this particular Metzias of Cyrus. But normally Rav doesn't hold that of Chazaka Dahashta, this is because it's like it is the way it is now, it was like that earlier as well. What does it help that we assess this object to see whether it's worth a Shavu Pruta or not? Even if it's not worth a Shavu Pruta, maybe it was worth a Shavu Pruta earlier. Or even if it is worth a Shavu Pruta, maybe it was not worth a Shavu Pruta earlier. If we don't follow Chazaka d'Hashta, what does it help to see what it is now? It's not going to tell us what was earlier. It's always going to be a suffix. And the Shmaitza there in Perek Yitzayin writes that we can't say that if it doesn't have a Shavu Pruta, the reason she's not Mekudesh is to wear Mamed Ha'cheskes Pnuya. Because then even if it did have a Shavu Pruta, and why do we say she's Mekudesh? Why don't we imamid her? Why don't we ask her and say that, why, even if it does have a Shavu Pruta, why do we ask her and say that she's married? Why don't we imamid her on her Cheskas Penuya? Why don't we say the B'Shas Kedushin, there was no Shavu Pruta, because we don't follow Chazaka D'Hashta. And why don't we should be imamid on her Cheskas Penuya? So, basically what we have until now, sweetest friends, is we have the Mashmos of the Gemara that we follow a Chazaka D'Hashta, and then we have the Mashmos of Tosfos that we don't follow a Chazaka d'Hashta, Bein l'Rav, Sai l'fi Rav, and Sai l'fi Shmuel, as they say in language. Now, we can also ask, according to the Shittas, that say we do follow a Chazaka d'Hashta, why is she Vade Mekudeshes? Why don't we follow the Cheskes Penuya, even if you see that it has a Shavu Pruta, we should follow the Cheskes Penuya, and which is preferable than a Chazaka d'Hashta. And we should say that only now it's worth a Shavu Pruta, but earlier it didn't have a Shavu Pruta because she's Cheskas Penuya. Look in the Atzmus Yosef and the Makne, Ayin Tes Amid Aleph, and the Beis Shmuel, Simen Lamed Zayin, Tiv Katan Gimel, that Cheskas Penuya Alima Lafkue Chazaka D'Hashta. Cheskas Penuya is strong enough to be Mafkia Chazaka D'Hashta Memeila. Why, even according to the Shittas that we follow Chazaka D'Hashta, why just because it's Chazaka D'Hashta now, that it's worth a Shavu Pruta, so we assume it had a Shavu Pruta earlier, when against that, we have a Cheskas Pnuya, which tells us that she should remain single. Now, in the Maaseh of Rav Shimi, that he was looking at this cotton and wanted to see if it's worth a Shavu Pruta or not, we have to understand why we aren't following this Cheskas Pnuya. The Shev Shmaitz and Shmaitz Vav Perakit Ches brings in the name of the Tshuvas HaMarit, Simen Mem Aleph, that if you have Ketana, who is Miskadeshes, and we're not sure whether she, in her years, whether she's a Ketana or she's a Gedola, and therefore it is a suffik kedushin deoraisa, and we're not mamid her becheskes pnuya. Why? Because l'kol ha'pachis she is mekudeshes derabanan kedushay miyun. At the very least, this is kedushay derabanan when he's mekadish this ketana through her mother, or brothers. So al kopanim, at least, at the very least, it's kedushin derabanan. So since it's kedushin derabanan, so therefore we're not mamid her on her cheskas penuya. And the Sheif Shmaitzer says, what are you talking about? What are you talking on? What is kedushay derabanan have to do with kedushay Torah? She has a cheskas penuya doraisa, and let's say that vaday she wasn't miskadesh's kedushay Torah. You want to tell me that in the tzad she was a ketana, that it's kedushay derabanan, and therefore not mamet her in her cheskas penuya? But that's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about kedushay Torah, and we should say she vaday wasn't miskadesh's kedushay Torah. So we can answer in the Ma'arit with a big yisod. And that is that since chazaka is not a beirur, it's merely an haga that you have to be noheg kafi hadin demei kara. That's what the chazaka tells us, that we act in the way that the din was before. It's an haga. It's not a beirur that it clarifies to us what the mitzvah is. It's just a way of being. Therefore, in this instance, that mimanavshach we're not going to be noheg adin pnuya, we have kedushin derabanan, which is a lo sasur. So therefore, it's not shayach here to talk about a cheskas penuya, even with respect to the din d'oraisa. And we remain with a suffek kedushay Torah. You can't say no, let's follow her cheskas penuya d'oraisa, because this chazaka, following chazaka, is a hanhaga. And here our anhaga is not going to be to follow our cheskas penuya, because we have this chashash kedushin derabanan. So therefore, she remains besafek even kedushay Torah. So this girl, it could very well be that when she was miskadeshes, she was only a ketana, and if she was only a ketana, it was kedushay derabanan that her mother was Mekadisher, and it was only Kedush Darabanan. But maybe she already reached the age, and now it's too late to do Miyun, and now it's Kedushin Daraisa. So now we have a suffix, but we don't say be mamet her in her cheskas penuya, because the chazaka is only hanhaga, and we can't, and her hanhaga is not going to be penuya, because of the Darabanan. So therefore, even with Daraisa, we still have a suffix. So we can bring a raya for this yisod from the Gemara Yevamos. This is so that if you, that since chazaka is anhaga, even if it's anhaga derabbanan, even if you're knowing a certain way derabbanan, that already removes the chazaka d'oraisa. That we'll see now. There, Rebbe Lazar holds in Yevamos 113a, Rebbe Lazar holds that kedushay cheresh is a safek, and if one is with the wife of a cheresh, there he has to bring, if he's intimate with her, he has to bring an asham talui. And there we say that Rebbe Lazar holds, in the Gemara there's a Dion, that Rebbe Lazar holds, possibly, that a cheresh is itim chalim, but itim shalta, sometimes he's normally sane, sometimes he's insane. And the suffix is, maybe b'shas ha-kedushin, he was sane. Look there in Rashi. So that's the suffix. So we have this kedushin cheresh. It's a suffix. The suffix is, was he a choshot or a cholim at the time of the kedushin? And therefore, if somebody is with his wife, since it's a suffix, he's chayv a carbon, which you bring on a suffix, which is called an asham talui. So the chora, shver, why don't we follow the cheskas penuya? She's a cheskas penuya. So you have a suffix, kedushay cheresh. Let's follow the cheskas penuya and say she's not married. Look in the sefer Yad David, who is omer on this kasha, in Hilchasishas, Perbeis Halachavav, Sivkat and Kuflamid. And according to the Shita Samarit, we have a very good answer. That since, even if he was Makadishir B'Shas Shtuso, when he was insane, when he lacked the Das, she's mekudeshes al kol panim derabanan, because the rabbis were attacking kedushin for a chayresh. So the suffix therefore is it kedushin min haTorah or midrabanan? Ah, there's definitely kedushin here. We're just not sure if it's min haTorah midrabanan. There's no cheskas pnuya to talk about, and therefore her din is like a suffix eshes ish, that even min haTorah she's a suffix ish. Don't say follow that in haga of cheskas pnuya. You can follow that in haga, because the Rabbanan, she's definitely married. So since you can't file that on Hagah of being a Pnuya, we may leave Midoraisi, you have a suffix, Eishes Ish, and there's a Chiyuv, Osham Talui Gevaldik. Lefize, we can say that we conclude in the Gemara that in the case of Rav Shimi, that even if it doesn't have a Shava Pruta, it's at very least Kedushe suffix from the Din of Shmuel, that we're choshesh shema shava pruta b'madai, maybe elsewhere madai, it's worth a pruta, even if it doesn't have a pruta here, it's not worth a pruta here, maybe there it is worth a pruta. And the sheet of the Rosh is that shava pruta b'madai is kedushin derabanan, and that it's called kedushay suffik is because they made it like a suffik, look there in the Rosh, but it's really kedushin derabanan. So it would appear that even where it's not known whether or not it's shava pruta in Madai, and we're only Choshesh, nevertheless, that's not Begeder Suffolk and Chshash Kedushin Derabanan, rather it's Kedushe Vadai Derabanan. This is Kedushe when we're not sure whether or not it's Shavu Pruta or Mad in Madai, it's not a Suffolk Kedushin. It's a Vadai Kedushe Derabanan according to the Rosh. Because of the chashash of Madai, the rabbis were metaken kedushin b'toras vada. That's the mashmos of the lashon of the Rosh. That kedushin shema shavu pruta b'madai, since maybe it's worth a shavu pruta b'madai, she's vada in the kudeshes here. And now it's very good that we don't follow the cheskas penuria. Because akopana, what do we have here? We have a kedushin derabanan. Ah, we have a kedushin derabanan. You can't be machzik her now as a penuria. You can't follow her cheskas penuria. Why not? Like the yisod we brought from the Maharit, based on the Maharit, we said a yisod that if you have suffik min haTorah, you can't follow the chazaka. If the rabbanan, you're not going to be able to follow the chazaka, because the chazaka is only on haga. And if you're not going to be knowing, we'll feed that on haga because of the din derabbanan, then you can't say that midoraisa you're following that on haga, that chazaka, which is the same because the chazaka is on haga. And the memela, don't say that in our instance she has a cheskas pnuya, because she's mekudeshes derabanan. And since she's mekudeshes derabanan, you can't say that she has a cheskas pnuya. And that's why in the Gemara, we don't say to follow a cheskas pnuya, because on kopanim, there is going to be kedushin derabanan. However, it's still shver from the other maisa there in the Gemara. Gemara there says that there was a certain person who was mekadesh a woman ba'avna the kuchla, with a beautiful stone. And Rav Chizda was ma'ayin in the stone, probably wasn't so beautiful. Does it have a Shavu Pruta or doesn't it have a Shavu Pruta? Frek the Gemara. And if it doesn't have a Shavu Pruta, she's not Mekudeshes. Why not? What about Shmuel's din? Then maybe it's worth a Shavu Pruta in Madai. And the Gemara answers that Rav Chizda doesn't hold of Shmuel. So therefore it's an absolute. Doesn't matter whether it's with the Shavu Pruta Madai, Shmuel's out according to Rav Chizda. Since Rav Chizda doesn't hold of Shmuel, he doesn't hold of Chashin and Shavu Pruta Madai. The question is, what's he being ma'ayin in the stone for to see if it's worth the Shavu Pruta or not? What about the Cheskas Pnuya? And you can't tell me that we're not going to follow the Cheskas Pnuya, because it's on Haga and Midrabanan. Anyway, she's Mekudeshes, because Rav Chizda doesn't subscribe to that. He doesn't subscribe to Shema Shavu Pruta B'Madai, to Shmuel's din. Mele Midrabanan, there's going to be no Kedushin. And all we have is a Suffolk Daraisa. So you have a Suffolk Daraisa. Is it worth the Shavu Pruta? Isn't it worth the Shavu Pruta? We have a Cheskas Pnuya. Follow the Cheskas Pnuya. That's the question. Why we don't follow the Cheskas Pnuya? So, Rabbi Chaim Shmulevitz gives a possible teretz, and he says that the teretz doesn't hold according to everybody. So he had a question on the teretz. So maybe we'll do that teretz in the next year. Maybe we won't. But what I really want to get to is this Iker Mahalach to explain this sugya, which hopefully we're going to do in the next year. And you should all be zocha. Lilmodu l'lamed lishma b'lasa. So the Chaim is called the Rishon to rest of the Ahava. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friend.